Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location, Youngstown, Ohio. Alternate route, Southern Park Mall route, inclement weather. It's kind of cold out there, but it's a snowy kind of cold. It's, I actually see people walk around in slippers, kind of, and open back shoes and t-shirts. I mean, it says it's 19, and it says the wind chill makes it feel like 6, but, you know, people back here are used to it, and to some degree, I am too. To some degree, I've definitely acclimated, and I'm definitely a lot more used to the cold, at least than I thought I was, at the least, than in my mind. In fact, I put on my super heavy coat yesterday, and it was too much. I had to take it off. You know, overly prepared, overly anxious, I guess, for the cold. It's not, in fact, kind of riding around in the snowy, blizzardy, kind of snow flurry. You know, it's white everywhere, snow everywhere on the roads and this and that. It's kind of cool. I mean, it is kind of cool. Do I need to clean this screen, or do I have to? The brightness turned down to that degree. Do I want to bring it down some more? You know, I'm like, there we go. You know, I like to have my eyes in the top, at least third, sixth even. I like to have my eyes way at the top. I don't know, some people be shooting their videos like this. I'd be like, what is that about? Who wants to shoot their videos like this? I don't get it. You know, their head be like this, and be so much at the top of the screen, I don't get that part at all. Even like when they do their Zoom broadcasts or whatever, they be doing that. But I'm out here with my people. We're getting our laps in. All the old white folks, mostly older white women. I guess I say older because they look older. Like I said, I don't know if they're older than me. I might be older than them. You know. But out here doing it, getting it done. Woke up this morning. Mr. Scale told me 207.8. 207.8 is a good number no matter how you look at it on any day. On a Thursday, even on a Thursday, it's still a good day. 207.8. But the thing behind the whole thing is that I got sick. Monday night, I either ate something bad, maybe some chicken, we think it was chicken, or some pasta or something I ate bad. For full disclosure, I kind of overdid it on the Black & Miles, which I probably could say could very well have been the situation. And I haven't had them in a couple days, but I got sick, and I ate to the point that when I laid down in my bed, I knew my stomach was tore up. And I was having problems, and it felt like I was going through that same thing where I was going to pass out, except for I didn't have the sweats or the dizziness. But my stomach was like, uh-uh, you ate something that we don't like. And sure enough, I'm laying in the bed, trying to fight it off, trying to do this. I was able to like get myself in a position to where, you know, I was expelling a little bit of gas here and there to relieve it, but it was going on. Yeah, I think I got to sleep. Then I eventually woke up 5 a.m. and it was too much. So I made it to the toilet. I was worried about passing out because that's how I usually feel. You know, I usually feel like I'm gonna throw up. And I get up and walk to the bathroom to, you know, do whatever I got to do in the bathroom. And that's the last thing I remember. But I made it. I sat on the toilet. And I was, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to try to push whatever it is out south. I put a little pressure on to push it out south. That was just enough to trigger the northern route. And I was able to spin around and get most of it in the toilet. I got most of it on the toilet. I got some of it on me. Some of it, you know, here, there, or there. The lid was down still. But most of it was in the toilet. Pretty violent. It was probably projectile. I was, you know, just getting it out. Just, you know, just, oh. You know, knowing the whole time that when this is over, I should feel better. So I was going through it. Got it, finished that up, got it done, cleaned up a little bit. Laid back down. A couple hours later, same thing. Woke up sick again, made it to the bathroom. Threw up a totally different texture and whatever makeup of it, which is completely different. It was a completely different thing. It was like two different expulsions of whatever it was. One was like food and like the vegetables I ate. And also I ate a salad that I probably shouldn't have ate. I had made it maybe a week ago. And it was sitting in there and it was kind of slimy looking. I was just, you know, I was just flying around freely. You know, I was just probably flying around a little bit too freely. A little bit less, you know, stringent to paying attention to what I was doing. And it probably caught up with me, because even with the Black & Miles, I was kind of, even though I was doing them only after work, I was hitting them hard, you know. Even though it was just after work, I was hitting them just a little too hard, a little too much. You know, putting a little too much, just too free willy-nilly. And it's this, and this getting sick, or this little thing I, you know, got through, just kind of lets me know that, you know, pull back a little bit. Just pull back and just, you know, just take it a little easy. Be aware that, you know, you still 62 years old and you still got to mind your business. You just can't be doing everything all crazy. You know, life has a way of letting you know, you know, okay, that's enough. And that was probably it. Had to call off work Tuesday. And all day Tuesday had the chills and shaking. I didn't have a lot of energy. Stayed in the bed most of the day. Felt sick. Felt weak. I don't think I had a fever or nothing. So, because I was worried about that. Is it the flu? Is it this or is it that? But it didn't seem to be the flu or nothing. So that was a good thing. You know, so and then I woke up, you know, woke up Wednesday yesterday, which is also my day off, my designated day off, feeling a lot better. I was able to move around a little bit, feeling a lot better. It passed. It was clear that it had passed. So, and now I'm back out here. I was actually looking forward to getting back out here today. In fact, and I was actually looking forward to, you know, getting back on the trail, getting the steps back in. It's been 2 days since I got my steps in. And, you know, at 207.8, hopefully I can build on it. Start eating a little bit more sensibly. Probably do a little better on my salads. I let those get out of hand too. It was too much meat, too much cheese, too much dressing, too much bullshit. Even though it was technically a salad, it was still too much bullshit in it. And I know it. I just gotta, you know, hopefully take this as a learning experience. And that.
I ain't seen one of those in a
long time. What's that, selfie stick? Hey, I guess it might be a big deal, huh? I guess people with the selfies, I don't know, I do it all the time. So I guess to me, you know, I guess to me, people, maybe I'm throwback. Maybe I'm doing a throwback. I'm going back in time. But, so hopefully I'll take this as a learning experience and take this 207.8 that I gauged this morning as a good number. And, you know, just go for it. Just, you know, maintain the momentum and ride the wave and do all that stuff just to be a, you know, keep it going. So, and I wanted to be at a certain number when I got back to LA Saturday or whenever I go back. And right now I'm on a trajectory to have like a super duper duper number, a number that I probably couldn't even imagine. You know, if I just act right, in which I think I probably will, because I'm still cautious. Cautious is the word. It's really cautious. I'm still cautious and just being aware of what I eat. A little bit less reckless. A little bit less rambunctious or whatever, aggressive with the black and miles or whatever. You know, just the whole thing. Just the whole thing. You know what I mean? Just to be a lot more sensible about it. I think that's the point. So here we are, people. Still in the Park Mall. Youngstown, Ohio. Boardman, Ohio, actually. This is Boardman, Ohio. This is in Southern Park. I mean, Youngstown, technically. Technically, it's Youngstown. I think Boardman is a township. And I don't even know if Boardman is a town. I think Boardman is a township. But Boardman is where everything is happening. Boardman is pretty much where everything is happening. Boardman and Niles. Niles is coming up. But Youngstown, it ain't too much happening there other than the university. It really ain't. It really ain't. And I said this before and I gotta acknowledge that even I'm starting to lose my attraction or attachment to the side of town that I grew up on more and more. Less and less I'm going over there. And I'm almost, you know, pulling away from that part of town. I don't know if I can't say that era of life or growing up, because I'm still attached to that. You know, still look to that. Things I learned, things I did back in those days. But more and more I find myself just, you know, able just not to just go in that area. And I went over there the other day, the house of my father got lived in for like 20 years, in a house that I, you know, stayed in multiple times. Looked like it might be slated to be torn down. I think it had one of those neon orange signs on it. Looked like it might be ready to be torn down. So, you know, that'd be the end of that era. And get the house I grew up on 411 West Dewey. It's still there. And I think people still in it. So I guess as long as people still in it, they ain't gonna tear it down. But you never know. You never know. Well, you do know. If they ain't gonna tear it down, the people still in it. That's ridiculous. Come on. Be real. Be real. Podiatrist. I had an appointment to go to the podiatrist Friday. Had to cancel it because I got to get a rental car. I gotta get a rental car Friday, and I didn't want to compromise my time by doing that. Here's my jacket and coat. I leave it there when I'm walking. I wear it around like once to get like a warm up. Then once I get warmed up, I take it off. But a shopping cart in the mall? That's cool. I didn't know that. You could have that. I guess JCPenney's got shopping carts. Huh, interesting. Huh. Never thought about that. Shopping cart in the mall. Okay. What was I? So, now I'm out here. I think I got to do like six of these. I think six laps gives me about 10,000 steps. I think it's like 1,300 steps or so per round or something like that. So I think like six or seven. Get me to 10,000. And 10,000 is the goal. Then I work, then I walk, doing work, get another 6,000. I'll get another 6,000 doing work, and after work, hopefully I'll be sensible. Still don't feel like I had a stomach for black and miles. Really don't. I just don't have a stomach for it right now. And really didn't have. Yesterday I was like, ooh, What we gonna eat? What we gonna eat? Oh, I forgot. For the other part of the story, the next day, my daughter throws up. I hear her throwing up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, oh God. And by this time, I'm thinking I had a bug or something. So she throwing up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I hear she was throwing up violently too. And it was funny because I wasn't worried about her. I wasn't worried about her at all. I was like, please don't wake granddaughter up. I was like, please don't wake it up. I just want to lay here in the bed for so many hours. Please don't wake it up. And it didn't wake up. So that was good. But I guess it did wake up. But it woke up and was going, mommy, mom, mommy. You know, tablet. She just wanted the tablet. You know, so that was cool. And my daughter woke up, she wasn't sicky sick like I was, but she said she felt a little something, but she wasn't sicky sick. So we just kind of went to dance class. We had to get up till 6. We didn't have to do it until like 6. But the schedule she's on and the schedule I'm on, you know, it's a late night thing. So we don't get up till like, I don't have to get up till noon. Noon is 9 o'clock in L.A. I get up at noon. That sets me up for my work day. Get up, gives me enough time to get my steps, get back, get dressed. So, and she works nights. So she used to being up at night. And granddaughter's already on that schedule. Granddaughter, 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning. Granddaughter's still going. She still want to party. You got to shut her down, or she'll keep going. So, you know, they late night people. So sometimes yesterday, I don't think they got up and got going till like 2 o'clock. It was like 2:30, 3 o'clock. It is cool. You know, I ain't got nothing. You know, it seems strange, and it's probably against what we're quote unquote taught, but you know, the freedom to have that, you know, a flexible schedule, as long as it meets your needs and, you know, your production process and all that, you're good, you know. So that's the way I look at that. But of course, when granddaughter started going to school and all that, she's gonna have to make an adjustment. There's gonna be an adjustment for when they start school or daycare or something at 8 o'clock in the morning, or you know, whatever. Maybe it'll be a couple weeks or week or two. And she'll start coming home, going to bed earlier and not staying up late because she got to get up early in the morning. You know, there'll be an adjustment. But my daughter ain't never been a morning person. That one's going to be a little bit more challenging. That's going to be challenging. And she never ever was a morning person. So that's going to be like the challenging part of it all for them. But what can I say? What can we do? Who can we be? Where can we go? Just got to do what we do. And it's really not all that challenging or this. It's just life. I mean, it's life. And it's what we do in life. You know? I'll do my work day today. You know, hopefully things will go well. And I say hopefully just to keep my mind sharp and attentive and not take nothing for granted. You know, I got to still put in the work. I just can't take for granted that I'm going to show up and things are going to go right. No, I got to be prepared for challenges, adversities, or whatever. Be them technical or just, I don't want to say difficult customers, but customers with difficult tasks, maybe somebody urgent who can't connect to this or can't connect to that. I can't get that working. Or, you know, sometimes my brain don't go right to the answer. You know, sometimes, and the thing is, I got to realize I need help. One thing is, I got to realize that I need help and I can ask for help. You know, sometimes I forget that I can ask for help. There are people there to help me. We're a team. I'm just so used to being, you know, like the person who, not, no, I ain't gonna say it that way. I ain't gonna say I'm used to being the one or the person or that, but, you know, just, I look at how many years I've been there and I gauge, take that and gauge it versus how much I should know or how much I should be able to handle. You know, if I was to, wanted to naturally progress through the system and get quote unquote promoted as a, I don't want to say normal employee, but the, you know, normal progression over time, there's a pressure, even at this most liberal company, there's a pressure to go to the next level. Even though it's minor and they offset it, my boss tells me, you know, you're good. You know, we get you. You know, we understand you just want to stay where you are. You know, they call it a rock star. And I always thought it meant like, you know, a rock star, la, la, la. No, they meant you're a rock. You're not trying to move anywhere. You just want to stay where you at. Leave me alone. You know. And that's kind of like me. I have no, I don't have any more responsibility or obligation. The way I put it is, I have enough of my external life to be fulfilled. I don't need to be, to get gratification or fulfillment outside of with my job. My job doesn't really define me, or my job doesn't, you know, I don't get a lot of who I am or whatever from my job. I mean, I do, but that's not where my focus is at. I like to tell myself my focus is on Jeffrey TV and the Jeffrey TV legacy. And that's really, really, really where, you know, at this point in my life, I have no problem at the least saying or believing that I believe that, you know, that's my focus, and I'm good with that. So, you know, we'll go from there, and we'll see. I'm looking at all the people who are walking, and this one lady, I see it over here every so often. I thought she was on our route, but I guess she ain't, because I see her at the same place. Then I don't see her come around the other end. I guess she may turn and be doing a shorter route. I think, but most people go all the way around and they go down all the hallways too and around. They try to get the full circumference, the inner circumference of the building by going down every aisle and every corner and such like that. It's good. It's good coming out here. I guess when I get back home, will I appreciate my default route? Will I appreciate getting back to the default route back home, walking outside? I will. I will. I will. It's a different thing, but I'll appreciate it. And seeing outside. Because walking in the mall, there's something to it now. There's definitely something to it. If I was to walk in the mall, I'd have to drive to, where can I drive to? The Galleria? No, the Galleria is in Glendale. The other one, the one on Riverside, what is it called? One on Riverside I could probably drive to. And walked out, and I think it's more than one floor, so I could actually do two floors, but this drive here is only like 7 minutes. It's like a 7 minute drive. And that one might be about the same, I guess, but parking and getting out and, you know. But I got my walking route, and the weather's usually not, you know, weather's usually accommodating, so. But it's good. How long have I been doing this? 24 minutes. I think we did this before when I tried to gauge how far I gotta go. When did I start walking? How many steps I need to get? I think I stopped last time at 30 minutes or whatever. But we'll see. We shall see. What else is going on? Other than that, you know, this is the longest I've been away from home. I think in 10 years. I don't think I've been away for 3 weeks, being away from home for 3 weeks in about 10 years since I came back in 2014. Came back in 2014 to stay with my father. And I did pretty good. Even though the first week I was traveling. First week I did a lot of moving. You know, I wasn't, you know, around. So, you know, hanging out with granddaughter, hanging out with daughter, hanging out with family. A little bit of family I get to see because of the weather. Maybe laziness. Maybe some laziness is involved in that. Okay, definitely some laziness. definitely. See what happens if I do this. Yeah. Is that too close? I can't. Can I zoom back? Would I be able to zoom back farther? Or hold it out like that? It's a little bit easier to carry. But nonetheless. Woo! This is easy to carry like this. Carry my left hand. Hold it at the bottom of, at the top of the selfie stick. I'm starting to feel it. Starting to feel the burn. No, I ain't gonna say feel the burn. I'm starting to feel the getting the calisthenics and stuff up. Getting the heart rate up and the whole, you know, working a little sweat in my armpit from holding the selfie stick. Working a little sweat. Up in my, I don't say up in my chest, but I can just, you know, I can just feel the workout. Starting to feel the workout. The leg burn. I wonder if they walked all the way around. Ooh, if they went in and walked all the way around JCPenney, that'd be something. Huh. I never thought about that. What if you actually walk inside a store and walk around that way? That'd be something. I probably wouldn't think about doing it that way, but it's definitely something to consider. You know what I mean? You gotta at least consider it. No, they wasn't walking, they was leaving. I thought they was walking. Let me see if I stretch this out a little bit. Hold it like this. That's a little bit better. Kind of stretch the stick out and giving it some balance and holding it in the middle of the stick. Let's see what happens if I stretch it out all the way. Stretched out. Bring it down this way. Go like this with him. What about like that? How's that? That's something. That's not too hard. That's kind of working for me. I'm getting the, definitely getting a bigger panoramic thing, huh? I go like that. See what happens looks if I'm walking behind myself. Am I showing myself walking behind myself? The 360 camera does that. Yeah, if I hold it down. Hold it like that. Hold it like this. Yeah. Not bad. Not bad at all. I don't think that's too bad. I think that works. Anyway. Getting it in, doing what we do. I think I may come back here tomorrow because I was thinking those two girls right there wearing their Los Angeles. They're wearing like Los Angeles dressed up togetherness, whatever for their thing. Like, yeah, I'm from LA. Blah, blah. And I was like, well, this might be my last time here, but it might not be. I might come tomorrow, in fact. I might come tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. If I get the car early, if I go and I get the car early, then I drive here and walk and then drive back home, back to my daughter's house. But I gotta get the car tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. Toe's feeling better, did I say that? Toe's feeling better since I've been putting that cream on it. I was wondering why they gave me so much of that damn cream. I'm supposed to put it on 2 times a day. And he was like, you gotta put it on 2 times a day, like for the rest of your life. I'm like, what? And he told me, he cut the callus off and it made a difference at first. And then it didn't. And then I was like, wait, that what, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I want to go back. I don't, you know, it ain't doing nothing. But it's gotten better. It's gotten better. And I'm just going to keep putting it on there. He said 2 weeks. He did tell me 2 weeks. He said, do it for 2 weeks. And I thought he was a hack. I thought he was a country bumpkin doctor. I ain't going to lie. Even though I liked the way he came in there with some spray and some diagonal cutters. I was like, yes, cut it off, whatever. And he looked at it, he said, oh. He pulled out a knife and just sliced off whatever it was. Stay on about your business. And it felt a little better, but it didn't feel a lot better. So, but it did okay. I'm doing okay now. It's a lot better now. I'm walking. Doing a lot better now. And I just keep putting the cream on it for a little bit longer. Worst come to worst, I'll go to the doctor. I didn't want to pay another $40 copay for something that I didn't have faith in and then be crunched in picking up the roller car. It was just too much. It was just too much on it. So I was like, now I'm just talking. Now I'm just talking in the food court. I'm just talking to the food court in Southern Park Mall. Getting it in. Getting it in. Do I like being in the Southern Park Mall? Walking around with a subby stick, doing commentary amongst people who ain't used to seeing people do this. And the, I ain't gonna call it notoriety, but the, what would you call it? The attention that being different like this might bring. I don't hate it. I definitely don't hate it. It adds something. It definitely adds a little something to it. I don't mind standing out like that, that's for sure. I don't mind being that person, especially since I cut my hair last night and shaved a little bit. So I got kind of a look. Whatever that means, it's not that I don't care, but you know, since I cut my hair and I did my mustache or whatever, so I don't look like I'm not a homeless character, but you know. So that's kind of fun. That's fun. See, I look a little bit more, a little sharper. How about that? I look a little sharper. And if I really want to do it, I would like, not dress up, but dress up, you know? Put on some clothes that let people know, or put on some clothes that would display that, hey, this guy, you know, he ain't from the streets or he ain't crazy. Well, he could be crazy, still be. You know what I mean? Clothes that make me look more, not professional, but you know. I don't know what the word is, but yeah. Maybe look like, you know, I'm just not like somebody off the streets being crazy or something. Yeah. But I'm just wearing like regular clothes. These are the same damn clothes. The same clothes I wear when I walk. You know, the regular thing. Same shirt. In fact, these are the same shirts that I wear at the default route. At the default location. It's the same shirts. There's no difference. And I don't wash them either. And they're the same. I probably could work on that. I just might. Like over time, you make things better. And over time, I might be able to improve that once I improve the video, improve the audio. So all of a sudden, I got time, room, and space to say, oh, let me try this. Like when I bought extra shirts or, you know, just something simple. I say, oh, it's like the opportunity, it's like you're afforded the opportunity to have the space to think, to execute something. Like, oh, you know, since all this take care of, I ain't thinking about all this. And I'm just sitting there, oh, let me go ahead and order some new t-shirts. So then when I do these things, you know, I'm wearing something like a newer looking t-shirt. It's not the money, it's not the affordability, it's just the time and maybe the space to think of doing something like that. So, you know, maybe my next step would be to get some podcast apparel. Do I need to clean this screen? Do I? Let me see. I'm going to clean it anyway. I'm going to clean it. It better not change. It really do look a little cleaner. Do I need to clean this one? I'll clean the back one too. It does look a little cleaner. Fortunately or unfortunately. Meaning that I was walking around shooting all this video with a dirty screen. Yeah, it looks a little cleaner, doesn't it? Oh well. Sometimes life is like that. Sometimes life is a little dirty. I'm just talking now. Did I ever show this before? Did you ever see this part before? Uh-oh, they're catching me. People catching up with me now. Oh, I gotta walk faster. People catching up. Okay. It's a whole pack of people. I gotta maintain my lead, my distance. You know, I like to have distance from folks. Oh, we got his flip phone. Who's that? 37 minutes? Maybe 3,700 steps. That means I would have had to start it. What time is it? If I could see what time it was, I probably can estimate how many I got in, how long I've been here. So I think I was here. I think I was scheduled to get up at 11:45, but the alarm went off. I don't know if I was here already or if I was in the car. But if I could see what time it is, that would kind of give me an idea. I don't see a clock anywhere. Oh, there's one. Uh-oh. 10 to 1. 10 to 1. Okay. It's 10 to 1. If I started at about an hour ago, so I'm probably at like 6,000 steps. I'm probably about 6,000, I bet. Probably about 6,500 or so. That's probably where I should be. About 600 or so. I bet. And that means I'd have about 2.5, three more. Three more turns. See, that seems like a lot, though. If it's 10 to 1 now, I probably got about 6,000. Probably got about 30 minutes. That would be about right. That'd put me about 1:30. Yeah, to get me, and 1:30 is about how much time I need to do 10,000 an hour in 40 minutes, 100 minutes. That'd be about right. 1:30 is about right. 1:30, 2 o'clock. It's supposed to be around there. That's probably the ultimate gauge. The total time pretty much stays the same once I get out here walking. Whether I'm walking here or the default route or wherever at home, default location, it usually always comes down to the same hour and 40 minutes. So, and it usually ends at the same time. The start time and the end time is usually right around the same time. Meaning that around 2 o'clock is when I usually finish up. But lately I don't know if I've been walking faster or what, but I've been kind of getting out of there early, like about 1:30. And doing like 1:30, getting like a half hour, cutting that half hour off my time or something like that. I don't know. Oh, I see, they just do the main part. That's how I keep passing them, and they be passing me. Cause I go here, I go down these hallways. This is the hallway where Olsen Electronics used to be. One of my favorite electronics stores. Olsen Electronics to be on here. Used to love this place. In fact, I need to Google it. See if I can get any information about it. Cause I used to come in from JCPenney and be right down there. Yep. They used to have ads and sales and stuff. I'm gonna have to Google and find that out about Olsen. I'm definitely gonna have to look into that. See if I can see any, you know, at least the old logo or the old ads or any information that people talk about, you know, Olsen Electronics and this and that. I'm surprised I haven't Googled that. Now I'm just rambling because I'm in the walker zone. I'm in that zone where I'm just turned on and moving and going. And going at it. And moving. My stuff. Where am I at? 42? Oh my. I'm at 42. I'm at 42. I'll take 42. Got an hour in. Maybe I was out here walking 20 minutes before. I'll take it. One thing is for sure, I'm feeling good about my stride, feeling good about my walk. I'm starting to get loose into it. That's a good thing. People back here wear their colors too. They wear the Steelers and the Ohio State stuff. They do that, they wear that stuff. They wear their sports teams. Even the females, the mothers, and all them. They wear their sports teams. They represent high school, college, Youngstown State, Ohio State, Browns, Steelers, Penguins, Indians, Pirates. It's a thing here. It's a thing. I feel pretty good. Yeah, I'm hitting a stride. You know how you hit a stride and you feel good? And you feel, you know, like you're broken in. Not broken in, but what's the word when you're into it? Yeah, I feel it. So they got more Steelers gear over there. But where the colors, but I keep forgetting where I'm at. I'm back here with it. We're exactly 60 miles from Pittsburgh. 65 miles from Pittsburgh, 65 miles from Cleveland. 60 miles to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 60 miles to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And those two institutions definitely have had a big mark on me and who I am, or the, I guess, the culture of such, you know, football and rock and roll music, the culture, I guess I keep reminding myself that I grew up in it. I grew up in it, it didn't grow up in me. You know, I'm a part of it. I'm not the first one. You know, and it's to make it even more, less gratifying. Come to find out my parent, my mother, and her cousins, and, you know, and her sister and the people she grew up with, they might have started all this dancing and music thing. I may have got it from them. It may have been passed down from my family, and the dancing and the music, because, you know, we have always had music in our house. My mother had a stereo. She got a stereo from JCPenney. So I remember that big old console stereo. Psychedelic Shack was one of the records that was in there. 45. It was the first music that I was able and allowed to play by myself, you know, independently of anything. It was like, woo! I was able to play Psychedelic Shack, and Ball of Confusion was in there. Michael Jackson's I Want You Back was in there. You know, a lot of records. Cool in the Game. Which was it? Hollywood Swinging was in there. You know, this is stuff that, you know, among other stuff that I remember. Albums and stuff that, you know, when she was asleep, we was able to go on, she let us play the record player. This is the music, this or that. You know? So, the music, it was probably, you want to say passed down, or it's passed down the word? Given to me, instilled in me, or am I a part of it? Did I grow up in it? Did it grow up in me? You know, et cetera, et cetera. However you want to look at it. Woo! I'm feeling good. Get out of here. Get back. Eat my broccoli and cottage cheese. And now I'm kind of looking forward to what I'm looking forward to. Maybe getting off work tonight. Maybe, I don't know. It's not food, you know. It's not Black and Miles anymore. So maybe just get off work and go to bed. Get off work and rest. Look forward to that, or look forward to watching the next episode of Paradise on Hulu, which I like Paradise a lot. I like Paradise a lot. It's getting good. And I think the reason it's getting good is because it's only an 8-part, it's only 8 episodes, so things have to happen faster. And I think that definitely has an effect on, you know, what I'm used to. If it's a longer series, things just take longer to happen. Here's where I usually stop and check how much steps I got. Here's where I usually gauge how far around it is right there. But I'm on a roll now. So I think I'm going to take it all the way to where my coat is. And then, because I'm at, what, 40? Is that 49? Ooh, my eyes. I did get an optometrist. It's time for my, you know, as soon as that insurance kicks back in, it's time for your appointment. And I think I got to check and see when the last time I had one. I may have pushed it, the last one, to the end of last year. So I might want to wait a little bit till like December, November, December to do it. No sense in having eye exams back to back. But I'm definitely getting older and definitely need to wear my glasses much more often. Definitely that. I can feel my stomach churning a little. Very, very little. Like, you know, it's like operating on an empty stomach. I can feel that. I can feel my digestive bowels maybe starting to process like they want to start doing something. Which things may be moving through the system, which is a good thing, as I see it. See, it be people out here walking. You see, homie pass me. It be some people going slower, some people going faster. You know, I can't tell how old these people are. I guess they look older, so, you know, they all look older than me. But that just might be, just be my ego. Or might be just me looking good and them not. I mean, let's be real. Is them DC shoes? If them is DC shoes, I guess I might be able to go with that. You see that? That DC logo, even though it's branding, I kind of like it. I can almost do that. Nike, I can't do. Nike is too much. Too many people doing Nike. I can't. Way too many people doing Nike. But that DC logo was kind of cool looking. Alright. Now I'm just talking to be talking. Again. But ain't that what I always be doing? Talking to be talking? Let's be real. Ain't that what I'm always doing? Talking to be talking. And it feels good to be out here walking. Feels good to be walking. Feels good to be out here. Feels good to be out here. Ooh. I do. I tied up my tennis shoe weirdly. It's like cresting on my. It's like pressure on the top of my front of my leg. Where, I don't know, maybe I tied it up too tight or something. There's something about being out here doing laps and other people doing them too. There's something to that. Oh, and then, but then there's, again, there's also something to being out there at the default location, default route by myself in that solitude and that quiet and that undisturbed, you know, just that nothing, you know, just me having that moment, you know, alone in public or in amongst things, you know. So there's also that. Plays both ways, I guess. And it does. Literally, plays both ways. You can have it this way, you can have it that way. Self-pay market. They trust them, huh? They trust them in Ohio. They trust them in Youngstown. They got cameras. They probably got cameras watching them. Can't blame them for that. If they had cameras. Keep the eyes on them. Watch it. Yep. I might be coming around. What is it, 50, 54? I might be coming around. I might be coming around. Who knows? I just might be coming around to that magical 10,000. Who knows? Do I feel like it? Feel like I could probably do some more. We got tea. My teeth used to be perfect. Now they're not perfect, but they're not bad, but they're not perfect. Yeah, I think I'm gonna take it over to where I pick up my jacket. Might even do my sign off, because I don't want the video to mess up. I should do a pause though. I should, one of these times I'm gonna try to pause it. Check this, check that, and then unpause it. In fact, I can pause it, check how many steps I got, screenshot it, and then set it up to display when I come back on. Something like that. Yeah, if you look back down, you can see it. You can't see. Can you see? Can you see? Right there, down that hallway. Down that hallway, you see, this is where my coat is. So I'll walk this way, and I'll walk right down that hallway straight ahead. This is where the coat is. This is where my coat is. So I'll walk this way, and I'll turn towards JCPenney. And I walk down there, and we'll wrap it up. We'll see. Me and I here with the whole white people. I ain't mad. We out here. We out here doing our things. We out here. So anyway, if I got through, I'll cut it back on. But that took a while. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.